of discussing with jointly with the Budget and Appropriations Committee item number 3684, which is a proposed bond act for sewer system rehabilitation in Ossining.
And excuse me, just a second. Can I just adjourn community services?
Second.
All right, second by Mary Kay.
Do we have anyone from
yes.
Public Works?
Tom Smorehead.
We see the top of your head, Tom.
Yeah.
And you got to put the camera down.
Commissioner Forehead.
Jump up.
There we go. Tom, we knew your head was into this, but
you know. Shiny.
Now we got you front and center.
Now we need to take the
mute. Very good.
All right.
Tom, what are we dealing with here? I understand there's no change in the bonded amount of $200,000, but there's a change in the scope of the use of the funding.
Yes, this is for the Snowden Avenue sewer in Ossining, and originally we had requested money for a study. We did the study. We have a couple of recommended alternatives, and we had some savings, so there is still sufficient money in that bond. I think the original bond was for $200,000.
That's correct.
So we feel we have enough money to complete the design of the recommended alternative. So we're just going to ask for the change in the language to describe study and design. And this way we can get to the point where we can do the seeker review and then eventually ask for the bonding for construction.
Tom, the item before us does indicate that, and I think budget has provided us with $23,000 expended under the original authority and about $23,000 expended and $177,000 available. So unless there's a change in those numbers this morning, that's what's in front of the two committees today.
Right, that's correct.
Are there any questions, Public Works and Budget? Bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Tom, thank you very much for moving this along. The village and town of Ossining will smell a certain amount better when this gets done, because the difficulty of trying to nail down where the particular odor was coming from was addressed by both the County of Westchester and the Village of Ossining in a joint study, and that's all of the good. And seeing now the design moving along and hopefully construction in due course will be greatly appreciated. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Other questions, Mr. Rogowski?
Well, my colleague here may have just answered that. The letter from County Executive talks about the department paying $23,000 for the county's half of the court.
Correct.
Okay, so I gather that this was a study with the Village of Ossining?
Yes.
Because it was a combination of village sewers and county sewers? Is that
well, it was partly because nobody could figure out what the problem was, and there's a connectivity issue right there. So, yes, that's why the village stepped
up. It's not directly coming out of the plant. The odors
no, it's place. Coming to the plant.
To the plant, right. So, okay, so that's what's with the half meant, so it's with the village. And but I gather it's a bond. This come out of the capital account. It's not part of the consolidated sewer dollars. This is capital money.
This is capital money.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it's SOS
85. Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Chairman. Okay, I guess a motion for budget appropriation is in order.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. So I'll entertain a motion for Public Works.
So moved.
Second.
The motion is second. Any further discussion on members of the committee? And for both committees, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, this item then is referred to the board.
Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, before you...
Tom, thank you very much.
Before we lose Commissioner Loyal, just really quick, I know that we've been having all of these torrential rainstorm issues that we've had going on, and I know that Environment and Energy has been speaking about the disc issue, but for this particular purpose, I wanted to actually commend the commissioner and the department. Because of additional flood mitigation items, there was a question about the flooding or lack of flooding, Commissioner, in the Larchmont Basin, and certainly that has to do, Mr. Chairman, with the activities of the flood. Mitigate Flood Action Task Force, the actions that we have taken.
I'm sorry, I didn't listen to the beginning of your...
That's okay. The additional things that have been going on. There was an assertion that, you know, people didn't realize that, you know, there was no flooding in the Larchmont area, although we had flooding throughout Westchester County.
I would very much like to take full credit for that, but can't.
Well, you shouldn't. Well, it was really more just to make sure that we have on the record that, you know, because of the investments that this board made, you know, over the years in the Flood Action Task Force and putting money there, and working with the commissioner and all the folks throughout the county, that we were able to mitigate, you know, situations that were regular situations down in that Amerenek Sheldrake area. So I just wanted that on the record and to thank the commissioner for all his fine work in that as well. And Mr. Chairman, if there's anything else you want to add on that as far as the investments that we've made in Flood Action Task Force, et cetera.
Thanks.
I could ask one question, if I may. How are we doing with, did we finish cleaning up the BNR wheels, the little pasta wheels?
Well, we've done a lot of cleanup so far. And as the discs wash in, because they do come in intermittently, we're on a schedule now where I think we're going out about every other day, twice a week, sometimes a little bit more if somebody calls and indicates a problem. But the beaches are being looked at regularly. We've been to some private residences to clean up. So, you know, it's going along. It's getting less and less. But if there's a need to go and clean it up, you know, our forces go do that.
Great. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, let me just put on, this would be an appropriate point just to put on the record that after our initial activity, we should keep in mind that communities in this county continue to discuss natural disaster mitigation. Front and center in all of that is flood damage and flood water damage mitigation. There are many, many discussions that have taken place, continue to take place. I was involved in a discussion about a week ago that involved a community's preparation to handle natural disasters. Once again, the on top of the list was flooding, and there is a hope that that the county will continue to be active with respect to helping to fund important flood mitigation projects. We had a good start out of the gate, and obviously that wasn't the exhausted list. There are other items that have been brought to our attention, and of course the funding issue is a very large one. So I just put that on the record that the problems are still out there, and the county is being looked to as a participant, and you know, hopefully we can continue to be just that. Our involvement helps communities eliminate or certainly mitigate, and the absence of county help would probably mean that these projects will not get out of the starting gate.
And to that point,
yes, I would just like to say that the next step, and we really need to start working towards this, is the development of the Stormwater Advisory Board that will work with the county on the reconnaissance plan, and to remind everyone that there is $2.5 million in the capital budget for stormwater mitigation projects. So we should be moving ahead on this quickly.
Very good.
Commissioner, thanks so much.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Thank you for allowing me to do the video conference on this rather snowy day.
Is it still snowing in New Rochelle?
No, I think it's starting to turn to rain now.
Good.
All right.
Thank good you. To see you, Commissioner.
There's no other business to come before the Public Works Committee. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
A motion, second. A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? This committee meeting is now adjourned.
All right. Committee on Budget and Appropriation continues in session for, we do have minutes with an amendment statement regarding revenues for Playland. let the record show that statement would be corrected.
Where's the plan?
That last year, Playland made $12 million. That amount is really $11 million.
So we didn't make 12?
No.
Oh.
Our budget. Olivia and Anne confirmed that the amount. That 2008 was the year in which we made the most money, and that was a misstatement, and we wanted the record to show the actual numbers. Our stuff did a good job.
So, Chairman,
is that revenue or profit?
Huh?
Is that revenue?
Yeah. And revenue minus expenses. Yeah. Yes.
So the commissioner commissioner doesn't know the numbers from her department.
Only because.
Well,
the commissioner sat here and asserted he didn't make these numbers up. The commissioner came and said on the record that the numbers were that it was $12 million. And all of us kind of questioned that because it just sounded too round of a number, to be honest with you, to be exactly $12 million. I would actually ask Mr. Chairman if that is the case, there is a discrepancy between the commissioner
and okay.
The question is actually not for at this particular point in time is there really to have the commissioner come back and work with the with the budget director that whatever numbers because she came here and said that unless there was some other issue but she insisted at the table that number was $12 million and obviously there's a discrepancy and the numbers at the end of the day are the responsibility of the budget department. But, we would probably need to see the commissioner. And Mr. Chairman, if you want to pass that to the able Public Works, Park, Labor, and Transportation Committee to dig down into that to kind of understand why there's a difference,
well,
that would be fine as well.
We're concerned about this.
This is what happens. This is how we took the testimony at this table. Our budget staff